Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. Today's episode, I am going to be joined by Craig Jakowski. He is the group manager, product management at Panasonic Toughbook Division. So Panasonic is a large company, as many may know, a lot of electronics, but they have a Toughbook series, which I recently actually got the chance to kind of demo a Toughbook 55 that I used at Modex as well. So thank you to Panasonic for loaning that to me. And it was a good experience, definitely. And I want to talk to Craig a little more about the Toughbook series and also the Toughbook 55 and kind of what it's all about and kind of some of the aspects that help us to utilize it in the workforce and in the operations world as well. So Craig, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great, Kevin. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Definitely excited to have you on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Panasonic and talk to us a little bit about the Toughbook division of Panasonic and what that kind of encompasses?
Sure. Well, again, thanks for the opportunity to be here. I'm a frequent listener to the New Warehouse Podcast, and I appreciate the time. So my role is leading our product management team for Panasonic Toughbook. The Toughbook brand is well known. As you know, we are the leaders in the ruggedized space, have been for quite a long time, about 25 years now. Right. And our, you know, very, very exciting history has led us to where we are today, when only recently we launched the new Toughbook 55 semi-rugged laptop. We launched that back in September. Okay. And just have an incredible success with it. It's really, really come a long way, based almost exclusively on customer feedback and input. That's how we manage all of our devices. And Toughbook in general, you're probably aware, that runs the gamut. Our portfolio of devices ranges from handhelds to tablets to, of course, fully ruggedized or semi-rugged laptops and two-in-ones.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I think the Toughbook 55, I like that you said that it's based solely on customer feedback and that's how all your products are done. I think that's the right way to go about business. And I'm seeing more and more and hearing more and more as I talk to people from different aspects of our world and our industry, you know, that's the way they're kind of innovating now, is listening to the customer. I think that's the best way to go about it. And I will say that, you know, dealing with the Toughbook 55, you did mention it's semi-rugged. So I'm curious, you know, what is that semi-rugged? And I will say my experience, it was really enjoyable with the device. I mean, I think it was, my first impression was that it was a lot lighter than I was, I guess, expecting it to be. So talk to us a little bit about what you mean by semi-rugged and tell us a little bit more about how the Toughbook 55 kind of came about.
Sure. So we have a very diverse portfolio of devices that run the gamut from different mil standard specs. So this particular device is a mil standard A10H. Mm-hmm. It's certified for that level. Three foot drop, shock, vibration, sand, dust, altitude, freeze and thaw. All of those different certification is put into play, and then we certify it at a certain level. This particular device is IP53 certified, which in the ruggedized space, we call that our semi-rugged space. We, of course, have much more ruggedized devices, fully rugged as we call it, in our portfolio for very specific applications, like military, public safety, things of that nature. But this particular device, the 55, really, really takes a beating and has really done well in the marketplace already after, you know, a good 6 months or so in the marketplace. So that's the certification standards. And then on top of that, you know, the other devices that we have in the lineup, we, like I said, we build them specific to customer use cases. So the Toughbook brand, we primarily, almost exclusively support our enterprise customers. You talk about diversity of needs and how we listen to their needs. No two customers want exactly the same thing. You can imagine the very diverse needs of, let's say, federal government or military customers. Then we have our public safety and first responders. And then, of course, we have our enterprise and transportation and logistics and warehousing customers. No two customers or use cases are alike. So the 55, if you think about how it was built, and I know you had the chance to give it a chance to work with it, we have multiple X-packs. We built it to be modular and configurable. It's the first of its kind, quite frankly, above and beyond just the ruggedized space. But for an enterprise laptop to have this type of modularity and the ability to change what we call X-packs, we have up to 12 different X-packs, to change the different characteristics of the laptop to meet the customer's needs, that's the game changer. That was based primarily on all the feedback that we get from our customers. The product managers from my team, they spend countless hours in front of customers and customer meetings, on the phone with them, getting survey information from them, and of course, listening to our outstanding sales team, making sure that we get their feedback on behalf of the customer as well. I do wonder, did you get a chance to utilize some of the different expansion packs that we sent to you?
Yeah, so I definitely played around with them. I would say I didn't have like a real, I guess, need to use a fingerprint scanner or anything at Modex, but I definitely was like,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I played around with it and I was really surprised because the first thing I was like, what are all these things inside the box? So I started looking at them and like there's a RFID reader, and then there was, I think, some expandable memory, and then a Blu-ray player and the fingerprint scanner. So I started to look at them, and then I was figured out, you know, it was super, super simple to switch them out, which I really, really enjoyed. I think that was really awesome, the design of that and how that worked. So I'm curious, you know, how do some of these expansion packs, how have you seen people kind of start to use these in the environment, specifically, I guess, in the distribution and kind of transportation space?
Well, I'll tell you what, you think of logistics, warehousing, manufacturing. Think of the managers and the operations managers of those particular verticals. Sure. And think about, you know, a lot of those particular customers are using legacy technology, older technology, where older IO ports, and you know, some of them are on the cusp of changing up their technology, getting to newer technology. In the laptop space, usually you buy a laptop, you get your specifications, you design it, we deliver it, and then that's your laptop. Now, our customers holding onto their laptop 5, 6, 7 years, they're built to last. Durability is the key. That's how we build Toughbooks, as the name implies. The last thing you want to do is give a customer a laptop and then say, okay, that's your technology for the next 6 or 7 years. That's why we built the modularity and configurable nature of this laptop. So our customers, let's say in a warehouse, they're using older technology and they need older IO ports. We've got 3 out of our 12 expansion packs are actually different IO ports to meet different customer needs based on the inputs that they have. So maybe today when they purchase the 55, they need an older legacy technology IO port. But then a year from now, after they've invested in our laptops for their business, they upgrade and they need newer technology. Instead of having to invest in a whole new laptop, a whole new experience, all they need to do is purchase an X-Pack. We deliver it to the customer with 1 or 2 screws or even a quick release. They pull out the old, they put in the new, and they're off to the races and working without, you know, these are mission critical devices. Mm-hmm. They need them. They don't have the time to send them back for reconfiguration and then get them back days later. So that's why we built it the way we did. But definitely the IO ports is one very big reason why warehousing and manufacturing companies are very pleased with the use of the 55. It's worth mentioning, if you don't mind, Kevin, we have three different areas on the 55, as you probably saw. We have the rear expansion area, which is where the I/O ports would be. We've got a front expansion area where you can swap out a second battery, a fingerprint reader, a contactless smart card. And then we have a universal bay expansion area where you could put an insertable smart card reader, DVD drive, Blu-ray, even advanced graphics card or second SSD drive. So there's a significant amount of integration that can go and customization that can go into this laptop. Quite frankly, the customers are telling us it's game-changing. They keep hearing that term, game-changing, a technological marvel, something that they've never been able to do before, especially on an enterprise laptop like this.
Yeah, and I have to agree. I mean, I think it definitely is game-changing. I mean, the technology there is great because it's probably, I mean, on the back end, I'm sure it was complicated to design and get it to be that simple. But on the front end for the user, it's super simple, which makes it really great design and makes it really great technology. And I think what's great that you said about it is that it can kind of grow with you, right? Like you said that, you know, maybe you need an older I/O port, like you had mentioned, and then you don't need it anymore and you can switch out that module. And I think the ease of it too, like you said, it can go directly to that person that's using the Toughbook. And, you know, in a lot of cases now, you know, you see companies where, you know, they're leaner maybe on the IT side and you have people who are using these laptops and they don't have IT on site. Maybe it's just remote. So the ease of being able to have that user just kind of switch out the module themselves instead of having to send that back also now to maybe a home office where IT is at, is really a game changer as well. I think that just kind of makes it even easier. And like we're talking about how easy it is, and I was able to switch it myself. I mean, I didn't even read the directions or anything. It was very easy to figure out, you know, just it's a couple releases and you pop it out and then pop it in the different one. So it's super simple to switch it out. Yeah. And so I really think that you guys made a huge leap there by doing that kind of thing. So curious too, you know, about the Toughbook, you know, one thing that I mentioned in the beginning is that I was surprised by the weight of it. So I'm curious how do you able to design it to make it rugged or semi-rugged, as you're calling it, but still remain like tough, but not have, I guess, that weight to it. I guess, you know, the mind goes to rugged and tough as, you know, being a little heavier, but I was really surprised by the weight of it. And also, you know, the handle on it for mobility and moving it around was really convenient, I thought. And it made carrying it like not at all heavy. It was well balanced. So how do you, I guess, achieve that? And how did the kind of handle and the balancing like that come about as well? Because ergonomically, I think it's great.
I appreciate you saying that, Ed. It definitely was not an easy engineering feat. So one thing that we're incredibly proud of at Panasonic Toughbook is that every single element of the design, manufacturing, and it basically from soup to nuts is all created by Panasonic employees. So our product management team is working directly with our engineering team and providing input, customer input, to our factories. Of course, in Japan and throughout the world, quite frankly, they are Panasonic owned and designed through our own engineering teams with our product managers. So we're very proud of that. And of course, when you're providing all of these very complex characteristics of what you want in a new laptop, weight is always a factor. So the last thing you want to do is provide this incredibly durable Toughbook that's too heavy for anybody to carry. So the 55 is, you know, the standard model, 4.6 pounds, very, very reasonable. And for their touch model, of course, is 4.9 pounds. Now, there's different variations. If you have a second battery that's put into, you know, to give you, quite frankly, something that's unprecedented, I did want to call it out. If you want up to 40 hours of battery life, let me say that again, 40 hours of battery life.
That's almost on 2 days.
On the top, 40 hours on the top. It's crazy. It's unprecedented in any enterprise or consumer laptop. I would challenge anybody to tell me that they're delivering 40 hours of battery life on a laptop like this. If you want up to 40 hours, you put a second battery. Certainly the weight will increase a little bit. But what you get for that is certainly needed for many, many use cases. Think of multiple shifts where a laptop is being utilized by multiple people. But with that in mind, we built it to be ergonomically appropriate, to be easy to take with you, to be able to not be daunting, not like look like you're carrying something that's just too uncomfortable. And that's where the handle comes in place. So we're well known for our handle on our tough books, and that's something that, quite frankly, is table stakes on any of our laptops. You'll see that on all of our laptops, and our customers swear by it. And if you don't mind me saying, the 55 with one battery gives you up to 20 hours of battery life. Two, when you put the optional second battery in, that's where you can get up to 40 hours of operating life, which, like I said, is just unprecedented. So something we're very, very proud of.
Yeah, I mean, that battery life is just, that's just insane. 40 hours, I mean, that's crazy. I think that's great, especially in, if we look in the distribution warehousing space. I mean, you know, a lot of times you're using these laptops out on the floor and you're using them in areas of the warehouse where you don't necessarily have power to plug in. And I know, you know, a frustrating pain point for me as a distribution manager in the past is when, you know, you have somebody using a laptop and whatever reason they forget to plug it in the middle of the day when they go on break or something and you need them to do a project, but now all of a sudden they can't work on the project because they have to go in the middle of the warehouse with the computer and it's out of battery. It needs to charge. So the fact that you're able to achieve that kind of battery life is really a great thing. It's pretty remarkable. I mean, I wish, like you mentioned, I don't know of any other device like that can withstand for that long. I wish my personal computer had lasted that long, actually. I'm lucky if I get like a couple hours out of it now. You know, I'm curious, you know, with the ToughBook 55, so this is like the most recent release, but how, obviously you're going to continue to get feedback from customers in different use cases. So how is the future of the ToughBook line looking, and what do you see as maybe, I guess, like the next thing in this kind of space?
Well, you know, let me say two things. One, let me just wrap up a couple of things I wanted to tell you about the 55. So I told you about its modularity and how it's configurable. Mm-hmm. That's incredibly key. Probably the biggest thing I'd want you to walk away with about the ToughBook 55. I told you about the unprecedented battery life. The second important thing, I didn't mention performance. This thing packs a punch. We've got both the Intel i5 as well as i7 version processors, Z-Pro processors, available. So the speed, there's probably 60 or more advancements in the ToughBook 55 over our previous model, which was the ToughBook 54. So the 55 has taken a significant leap forward in terms of just raw performance. I did want to mention that. And one incredibly important, we talk about listening to our customers. The last thing we want to do is take our very, very loyal base of customers who have the ToughBook 54 and have docking stations already installed in their vehicles and throughout their infrastructure and say, hey, great news, we got this fantastic new laptop, but you got to get all new accessories and docking station. So we built ToughBook 55 to be backwards compatible. So any customer who was already a 54 customer can upgrade to the 55 without having to change out all of their docking stations. So that was an incredibly important thing. And back to what we've been talking about, we built this to support all of our customers and all of our verticals and all of our segments so that it meets their needs and it's not one size fits all. We can customize it and configure it to their needs. Now, with that, and just kind of, so I wanted to make sure I get those key points on the 55.
Definitely.
We've definitely tapped into something that is exciting to the marketplace. So we've had an incredible amount of external unsolicited feedback from media and from customers, quite frankly, on this brand of laptop and the way we built it to be configurable. Mm-hmm. So we've definitely tapped into something, and it's something that's resonating in the marketplace. So it would be foolhardy to make sure we do that each and every single time we launch a new laptop or have new marks or new updates to our existing. So it's not always perfect or easy to do, but it is definitely something we're going to look to do moving forward on all of our new models. Now, I mentioned when we first started, ToughBooks had a very diverse mix of handhelds and tablets and laptops that range many, many different factors, many different categories. The one thing I do want to mention, you're going to continue to see more great devices, technologically advanced like ToughBook 55, But I don't want to not mention that we're going to have a very, very strong presence in the Android marketplace. So we already have great Android devices. The N1 specifically is our handheld device, which is just doing incredible in the marketplace, whether it be warehousing, logistics, transportation. But you're going to see more of the same. You're going to see a fantastic view in the marketplace. When you think of Toughbook, we're already the worldwide leader in ruggedized space.
Right.
We have strong Android offering, but you're going to see an even stronger view come in this coming year coming from us. And you're going to see us really spending a lot of time and effort to make sure our customers can decide whether it is just a Windows or an Android option that works for them. And we're going to have more than enough great Toughbooks for them to choose from.
Okay. Sounds great. And we look forward to seeing the future as well, and also seeing, you know, how the continued success of the Toughbook series goes. I'm curious, I have one interesting question for you. What's the most extreme use case you've seen for a Toughbook device to date?
That is a tough one to answer. You know, our customers, some of the fun things that we hear from our customers when they put them through the most extreme use cases. I'll give you one that I noticed personally. So again, I live in North Jersey, and the electric company and gas company in this area is Public Service Energy and Gas, PSE&G. I was actually out on a run on a hot summer July day, you know, typical Jersey weather, 95 plus degrees. And I was out on a run, baking hot sun, and there was a PS truck, PSE&G truck, that was parked on the side of the road. It had been there for a while. I noticed it going one way and noticed it on the other. And when I looked inside of it, I was happy to see a Toughbook. And I couldn't help but think, with all the windows closed, if it was 95 degrees outside, how hot could it have been inside of that vehicle?
Oh, and yeah. It
probably was there for a couple of days on a weekend. So probably not the most extreme use case, but think of the intense heat that our Toughbooks have to be put under. That is not an uncommon use case, whether it's in a police vehicle, an energy or gas vehicle, or any vehicle for that matter. And that's on the heat side. Think of the extreme cold, maybe in a warehouse inside of a refrigerated truck and or refrigerated warehouse. These are all very common use cases. Certainly, I could probably give you more than enough military, where our incredibly brave soldiers are on the front lines using our Toughbooks in some of the most challenging circumstances, you know, known to man. So there's many, many circumstances there. And with that, that's why we take such great pride in the durability and the Toughbook brand, to make sure that it meets our customers' needs. And then, of course, even now with our first responders working so hard to support the public, these Toughbooks are built for anything that they can bring to them, just to make sure that their mission critical services keep going and that the computer is not something that challenges them.
Definitely. And you have a great point there, actually, about, you know, our front line now working, especially, you know, with healthcare and the battery life that you guys are providing, you know, all the mobility that some hospitals and healthcare providers need to have. And, you know, they're building makeshift beds and stuff of that nature, you know, having that battery life and being that having that portability for an extended amount of time is definitely a key thing too. So it's good that you guys are able to offer that for any kind of use case, but especially now for the different types of use cases that are coming out of unexpected times, I guess. So really, really interesting stuff, Craig. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for talking to us about the Toughbook line. Definitely very reliable and very impressive as well. All the updates you guys have done, as well as, like I said before, I mean, most impressive to me, I think, is the weight of it and, you know, just the modular things as well. So really interesting stuff. How can people find out more information about the Toughbook line?
Easy one. Thank you for asking. I would ask everybody go to toughbook.com. Toughbook.com will give you all of our portfolio of handhelds, tablets, and laptops. That's the easiest way to find out more information.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. Thank you for coming on the show. And we'll post more information about the Toughbook series on thenewwarehouse.com as well. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Craig and Panasonic for participating in the show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the new warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the new warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.